You spoke earlier about writing. You've written, your first novel was on the sadder side. I think you said something like that. What is a harder emotion to evoke from the reader, sadness or laughter?
Oh, I think sadness.
Yeah.
And it may just be a personality thing, but or I just tend to laugh at my own jokes. Like that's what, like, speaking of dadly things, my dad's always like, "Well, I define someone with a good sense of humor as someone who laughs at my jokes." And I'm like, "Me too." Because I mean, I think I'm funny. So like if I write something and I think it's funny, I'm like, "Great, like print." But sadness, I think, is more difficult because it does hinge on language, I think, a lot of the time in the same way. But so many sad words feel more like labely. Like you can't say on the page, like, "It was so funny," and we all laugh. Like then no one's laughing, right? But I think there's a tendency when writing negative emotions to be like, "I felt the pain," like blah, blah, blah. And it just gets a little like teenage poetry, not to
Well
like
said,
crap on
yeah.
teenage poets, but the ones that I wrote for sure. So I think I just
We're
I
taught
don't
how to
know
make
that
a
I
joke, and so it's easier for us to know how to lead someone into laughter, but we're not as
yeah.
comfortable leading someone to sadness. We don't do that every day, but we all get some experience making
Yeah.
jokes.
Yeah, and I think, like, to me, I think writing and creating those worlds by building up details is just noticing what's in the world already and kind of transcribing it. Certainly, if you ask my family, they're like, "You didn't make anything up. This is just us. Like, we want residuals." And I'm like, yeah, it's really not. There's some fictionalized parts. But I think I personally am much more willing to do that when things are going well, because I'm like, all this funny stuff, life's so great. And that's what I liked about writing this book is I felt that, I was really lucky to have a pretty positive teenage experience outside of the sort of usual, like, occasional doom and gloom. But like, I did have this wonderful friend group, and we did get up to stupid hijinks, and I like being able to relate those. But when it comes to sadder stuff, I mean, certainly I've experienced it, but I don't tend to have that observational scrapbooking tendency in those moments because I want to be out of it. You're trying to escape it. It's like very anti-Buddhist mindfulness. You're like trying to be anywhere else instead of being where you are and kind of recognizing the specifics of that sad moment. But I want to get better at that. I mean, I think that my goal as a writer is to continue to write books that are funny. I don't think I'll give that up, but ones that are also have like some emotional depth at some point. And I think some of my favorite books, especially my favorite children's books, because kids will not stick with your sad bullshit for more than a couple pages in the beginning of a book. They'll just find another book, My favorite books are like the middle grade novels in particular that are like laugh out loud funny and then become heartbreaking by the end. Like, Bridge to Terabithia style, where you feel like you've been punched in the solar plexus. Or like, I don't know if you've heard of Christopher Paul Curtis, who wrote The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963, which is I guess it's technically historical fiction, about a family from Flint, Michigan that drives to visit their relatives in the South. And it's so funny in the beginning. Like, I will still laugh reading it, and this is a book for 12-year-olds. But then they go to Birmingham when the church bombings happen. And I mean, like, how does someone go from like the older sibling accidentally freezing his lips to the car mirror and everyone in the family being in tears to kids dying and doing it in the span of like 30,000 words, because these books are not long. And so that's the level of craft that I aspire to, is really being able to bring your reader into this world and care about the characters and laugh with them, because then you really do have the capacity to like yank on the heartstrings, because you've made them matter and you've made your reader bond with them in a positive emotional experience. But like, boy, is it tough. So I'll let you know if I figure out how.